Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, and of course, a big, big welcome to you. Another week, another show from Stress to Authentic Success. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs, and I have quite a special guest today because Sukh Pada is a holistic therapy specialist, and I'm actually curious to hear what that means. He's the founder of BodySync. Those are clinics in Marylebone and Berkshire in the UK, and it's actually a beautiful story, and I'm sure we're going to talk about it because Sukh had months and months of excruciating back pain with all the mental and emotional issues that came with it, and he made a significant life change, leaving his corporate career to focus on his healing. And his personal journey has been more than transformative, I think. He now specializes in helping many, many individuals all over achieve emotional, internal, and physical balance. He has over more than 20 years of experience in acupuncture and other holistic treatments, of course, and he assists clients in healing physical issues and addressing underlying emotional or internal negative connections. Now, he's a member of many organizations and councils, etc. But what I'm curious to hear is, isn't it interesting that someone who, and I believe he's a biologist, but someone who has been in the corporate world for so long, getting a physical wake-up call from his body and then changing his life, turning his life around and becoming one expert in holistic therapy? I think that is such a beautiful story. So I can't wait to actually talk to Sukh. But before that, I just want to say a big thank you to all of you who have been supporting me in my challenging journey with my broken wrist and my, you know, broken hand. I can feel the love and the support from you. And we all need support. We are social human beings and we need to be supported, to be seen, to be heard, to be understood. And so I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart to each and every one of you. And I want to maybe inspire you if you are in a situation that you feel stuck, whether it's physically, emotionally, or mentally, please know that I am here. Whether you connect with me through the radio, whether you connect with me through mail, through social media, just know that I am here. Danielle at DanielleSachs.com, DanielleSachs _. There are so many ways to connect with me. And I just want you to know that I myself really appreciate your support. Week after week, I feel how many of you are supporting this beautiful channel, UK Health Radio, and my show, of course, as well. So from the bottom of my heart, another thank you for being so, I can almost say so responsible that you take that life of yours seriously, that you know that you have a certain control and that the more you know about health and what you can do for your own body, your mind, your emotions, your soul, the more you will feel that you are going to live authentic success. And this is what the show is all about. So I'm going to take a little break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to Sukh Pada, and we will talk, I'm sure, about everything that has to do with our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. Talk to you just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. So excited today to talk to a really holistic therapy specialist, one that I haven't had here because I think, Sukh Pada, you are a specialist in a lot of different ways, eh?
I am, and my journey on the holistic path was a bit of a convoluted one. I didn't believe in holistic medicine or
Is
anything.
it?
I was very my background is from the corporate world, but I graduated in biology, so I was very science
Yes.
orientated.
Yes.
Within that view, anything outside of that to me was mumbo jumbo, and I didn't really believe it, any of it, to be honest.
Well, I'm sure anyone listening now will laugh because it's often like that, hey? And then the life hits us somehow, and then there we are. So tell us a little bit about that, how it all started. I believe it was with back pain.
It was. I've always suffered with back pain when I was younger. Like most people, didn't really take notice of it, didn't, took the odd painkiller, and it sort of subsided. But what I wasn't aware of at the time was it was building up, building up, building up. The sort of the imbalances in the body were building up until one day when I was sitting at work, I felt a twinge in my back, and instantly I knew this was different. Didn't feel like what I had before. By the time I drove back, it was about a 20-minute journey. The pain was just excruciating to the point that I just couldn't even get out of the car. My brother had to come out and literally carry me out of the car.
Wow.
And people ask me what the pain is like, and I know people who have suffered from back pain can probably relate to it.
They
The
know,
only
yeah.
way, yeah, the only way I can describe the pain was being stabbed in the back, and then any movement was a twisting of the knife. It was something I had never experienced. I just couldn't walk, I couldn't stand, I was completely immobile. And and so little did I know that that was the beginning of my journey
Wow.
into holistic medicine.
And how long is that ago? Just to give us an idea.
That was 2001, so about
Oh,
23
about
years ago.
23 years ago already.
Yeah,
Wow.
yeah.
And so I believe your emotional health was suffering with it as well.
It was because a lot of people we see in clinic as well, when you have chronic pain, when you have in my case it was pain. I mean, I was going for the conventional treatments. I was going for physio, chiropractic treatment, osteopathy. I was getting a little bit of relief, but it wasn't long lasting. And it was almost, I would take two steps forward and four backwards. So that also has an impact on your mental health. So,
Yes.
and I did fall into depression. I became almost, I was really addicted to painkillers, et cetera, because that's the
Wow.
only way, that was the only relief I was getting. And dare I say, my drinking, had increased as well. It's the only way I could cope with the pain, and it was like I was in this dark hole, this dark place, and I could just couldn't see any way out. And I thought, my life had finished. I was only newly married; I was 3 months married. I even got to the point where I
Wow.
said to my wife that I'm a cripple now. Just leave me.
Yeah.
You still got your whole life ahead. So it's a very, very. I was lucky. I had a lot of love and support around me, trying to lift you up. But when you're in that sort of dark hole, it's very
I know.
difficult to see the light. So it wasn't from just a physical perspective, it was from a mental and emotional perspective as
Yes.
well.
It's the whole spectrum, hey, that
It
is
is.
affected. Yeah.
It is.
And so how long before you took a little bit the responsibility of your own life and took your life into your own hands?
So really, it was, I mean, I was trying these other treatments ongoing, a little bit of relief. And then a cousin of mine, she was seeing a holistic specialist over in London. And she said to me, "Look, why don't you go and see him?" I was very hesitant because I didn't believe in any of this. I said, "Well, what's he going to do if all these experts aren't able to do anything? That's it, my life's over, et cetera." But really, it was my wife who really pushed me. She said, really, said, "Look, you've tried everything else. I know this is an avenue you don't really believe in, but what have you
What
got
do
to
you to
lose?"
lose? Yeah.
So I did go, and I remember I was carried in, laid down, and I remember the guy started working on my legs and feet. I remember shouting obscenities at him, saying, "What are you doing? It's my back." And he then started explaining to me the concept of how the body is linked. At that time, it was going in one ear, going out the other. I was just like, "Just fix me." Anyway, I mean, I persevered. My wife took me every week. I went for 8 weeks continuously at that time. And by sort of the fourth week, I started to notice a little bit of a difference. And when I kept going, I noticed more and more of a difference. And this is
Wow.
why I continued. And yeah, I mean, he got to the point, he fixed me and I was just completely astounded and blown back. And each time I was seeing a progression, it was also not from just a physical progression, but from a mental progression as well.
Okay.
I was finally starting to see that little light. It's almost I was sort of crawling out of this black hole bit by bit. So it from a physical perspective and an emotional perspective, it was becoming liberating. So, and for the first time in months, there's a little bit of ray of hope or sunshine finally.
I
I was
know.
yeah.
Wow. And so what, because coming from the corporate, being in a corporate world, that's a totally different thing than going into the holistic world. So
Yeah.
what happened after that?
Sure. So once I got better, I was fascinated by this medicine and I wanted to learn it. At that time, I just wanted to learn it for myself. My
Yeah.
father was, well, we had a history of back problem in my family. So I went and learned the holistic medicine. And, I've learned, I graduated in biology. But what we learned about the body, the parts of the body, the individual components. But what we didn't really learn, and I think it was the missing link when I'd done holistic therapy, is how this all is connected together,
I
how the
agree.
body works as a single unit. And not just from a physical perspective, from an internal, from an emotional, and from a spiritual perspective
Yes,
as well. So
yes.
it really opened up my eyes. I was like, wow. So when I
Can I
learned.
just tell you, because I'm a physiotherapist and I've had exactly the same, idea or perception of our classical way of, because we are well educated, a physiotherapist is
Yes,
well
yes,
educated, a
yes.
biologist is well educated, but it's all the parts, like you say. So I find this, thank you
Yes.
for mentioning that, because I really find that interesting that we need to go into the holistic view. You know, it's
We do, and
absolutely necessary.
yeah. And I think now more research is going on holistic medicine, the mind, the gut brain axis, etc.
Yes.
So people are realizing that there is a connection between all the different
Yes.
components. But going back, I mean, when I graduated, etc. So, treating my dad. Then I treated a couple of my dad's friends who worked in British Airways. They were baggage handlers, so they had back problems. So I treated them. They told other people. So it came like that. So there was no inclination or anything that I want to set up a clinic or I want to go in this. I mean, my corporate world was very stressful.
Yes.
It can be a very toxic place
Yes.
as well. I just had a couple of young children then, long hours, hardly spending any time. I was doing it, and I'm not going to lie, financially it's what I needed at that time, and it really helped, but it wasn't really what I really wanted to do. And the more and more I was treating people, the more courses I started doing, this was the place where I was drawn to
Yes.
more. So
What
I'd do
gave
my
you
day job.
fulfillment? Did it give you the
Yes, it
fulfillment you
did, because
needed? Yeah.
at work, you're just a number in a big cog, a big machine. When
Yeah,
I
I
came
agree.
home, at that time I used to do one or two people in the evening, but that was my respite from my day job. That was my moment, my tranquil moment, and something I've really got into and something I really enjoyed. And then I sort of made up my mind that this is really the route I want to go to, and maybe where I
Beautiful.
was destined to go to as well.
Yeah, sure. And so today, let's go move forward a little bit. You've got two clinics, is that right?
We have, yeah. So we've got our main clinics in Berkshire and Slough. I do have twice a month, I'm in London as well, in Marylebone High Street. So, yeah, I mean, now sort of I graduated in April 2004. So this year was my 20th
Wow.
anniversary.
Wow.
And but since then, my journey has been immense. So I've done so much learning. I still continue to learn. It's not
Of
that I
course,
know
we all
everything.
do.
Yeah, because
We
it's a
can't help
continuous
it,
journey. We can't help it. My dad always
Souk.
says now, he goes, "You're studying more now than when you were younger when I had to push you." But now it's a passion.
Yeah, for
It's
sure.
something I love. So yeah, now I'm very fortunate that I have a very successful clinic, and I'm in a very fortunate position that I'm able to do something that I truly love, that I'm passionate about, and that it's giving back something. You're able to help people. And I think the most powerful thing is, I say to people, I didn't wake up one day and said I want to be a holistic therapist. My own pain and my own healing journey brought me to this place. So I do understand, I do relate to anyone who comes into my clinic suffering from anything because I've been there. And I
Makes a
say to
big
them,
difference.
makes a
People
big
recognize that.
difference.
People feel that. Energetically, people can feel if you've been through it or not, for
Yeah. And
sure.
you have that sort of connection with that person.
Yes.
I understand the pain, the anxiety,
Yeah.
the helplessness, etc. Because I was that person on that couch,
Very true.
myself. So it's, I think that's very powerful
And
in
when
this.
we see your journey, let's say from, 2001 to today, what anyone listening, what has been your biggest lesson in this journey to go from stress to actually authentic success? You are living, can I say that you are living your authentic success?
I am, and I'm very blessed every day to be
Yes.
able to do that.
Yeah, you
My
are being
biggest,
you. I see that in your face when you talk about it. You know, you are being you. While in the corporate, you had a job and you did your thing, but I think this is more you, huh?
this was it. I mean, in the corporate world, you're almost a robot. You become robotic. I mean, even the simplest thing to catching the train. You go every morning to the same position on the platform, that same door, that same seat. You get off, you walk. It becomes very
Yes,
robotic,
I agree.
monotonous as well. Whereas this is such rewarding in so many different levels. But I think the biggest change for me, and I say this from experience, from what I see in clinic as well, and the
Okay.
change and the shift I've seen over the past 20 years. It's really how I'm able to open up and express myself emotionally and mentally because, I'm an Asian guy. I'm in my 50s. We were always brought up, and I'm male. We were always brought up with this bravado. You don't shed your tears. Man up. You don't cry. It's a sign of weakness, etc. So the biggest lesson I learned was no, share. Open up, and this is something I've taught my sons who are, they're sort of one of my sons is 20, the other's 19. So we said that to them, it's not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength
True.
to be able to open up and help. And I see that so much in clinic, especially since the pandemic, with a bit emotional well-being. And I think a lot of the clients I'm seeing now in clinic are on that basis. So the biggest lesson I've learned, and I say this to all guys who come to my clinic. Especially Asian guys, because I know what it's like my age group, because I've been there, is that emotional healing, that emotional well-being, to be able to open up and express yourself more, and don't
Yes.
hold things and don't bottle things in, because
Yeah,
that's
I
where the
agree.
issues will arise.
Wow, I agree. And so, what would be a first step that you would advise if somebody is having that back pain, that anxiety, depression, helplessness in that situation? What, according to you, would be your best first step?
I always say to people two things when they come into clinic. I go, you're here now. This is the easier bit because I'm here to help you. And this is a journey we're going to go on together. The two hardest things I've always been recognition that there's something up with you
I agree.
and then taking the step to do something about it. Those are the two hardest things. Once you take those two steps, the rest, I didn't for a long time. I recognized that there was something wrong. But I spiraled down into that almost self-pity, and I didn't,
Like victim role.
victim role, and I didn't want people to help me. I didn't want to hear that. It's only when my wife kept saying it, and this wasn't just once or twice. My wife said to me, this was constant. It's only when I recognized that, listen, what have I got to lose? Otherwise, this is me finished. So why don't I just take that step? I know it's an unknown, but hey, let me. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but at least I won't have any regrets. So for my own journey, this is what I say to people, are the two probably the most important things to do. And
And
it's not necessarily.
was it difficult for you? Because, as you say, the culture with a man up and it's all about being strong. And was it also for you a big step to actually go for that help?
It was. You go for the conventional stuff. Then the holistic stuff, the more you think, oh my God, I don't really believe in this. Oh God, if to me, I'll be honest, I was like, I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel now. Is this is what it's got to? Now I've tried all of this and this is what I've got to. For
Okay.
me, it wasn't realistic. For me, it wasn't, oh my, this is the lowest point, to be honest. And that's how I viewed it at that time as well. Because
Wow.
But I didn't realize, I mean, when I was going through my physical healing, I had a lot of emotional releases as well. And at that time, I didn't connect the two together. I mean, in Eastern medicine, in Chinese medicine, we always say, I was brought up to be the best at everything. Don't let, you can't be second best. So it was always the fear of letting people down, my parents, my peers, etc. And then when I was injured myself, then it was the fear of letting my wife down. So it was always that fear building up. And in Eastern medicine, fear is linked to kidneys, kidneys, the lower back. So part of that journey was me releasing that fear, realizing that, you know what? It doesn't matter if you are second best, you can't be the best at everything. But as long as you give it your best. And that was a bit of a revelation for me, because at the time I didn't know what was happening, and I'd be crying, and all the different emotions were coming out, but I didn't realize that that was my healing, part of my healing
I
journey.
also see it, and I often have it in interviews as well. It's like the moment that you give yourself permission, almost
Perfectly
to
said,
first of, yeah, to first of all feel it and feel, how can you say emotionally feel the helplessness and the, go through that. And then to me, there's a turning point. The lowest point can be the turning point. If you don't go low, often there's no turning point. So is that what you've
That is
experienced?
so definitely. And I think because I was at the lowest point I've ever been, and I think when you come out of that, the change is the most profound then as well, because you can't go any lower.
No.
So
And you will
it can
never
only
go
be up.
that low
And
again.
you would never go. And I have never been that low. Like, this is what I also say to some of my health partners when they come in, and I'll speak to them, especially with emotional issues, that right now could be the lowest point that you're at. You won't go any lower than that. It will go up. And it's very important now, because if you look at suicide prevention and
Oof.
things like that, it's on the increase, especially amongst young
Ooh.
males, because obviously we're not expressing. So that is always on the back of my mind when I'm talking. And this is why I do this interview. This is why I really get the word out. And it's not necessarily, people have to come and see me, but now we're so lucky that a lot of holistic medicine is out there. People are more receptive of it. There's more choice out there than it was over 20 years ago. And if people are going to see a holistic therapist, it's more acceptable now than it was then as well. So, and I think, it's really important to make that choice. And I say to people, look, this medicine will never work if you're dragged in. So I always get wives and girlfriends normally. I'm going to drag my partner in because it won't work. You have to come of your own free will and your own choice. I've had people
Oh,
who've had
that's
my
such a good
details.
one. So I'm so glad you say that, because in my practice also, oh, I want to send my sister or my brother-in-law, or and that doesn't work.
It doesn't
Doesn't
work. It
work like
won't
that. It
work.
has to come from within, hey? So
I mean, even with myself, I mean, there was nothing stopping my wife or my brother that picking me up and taking me to this guy, but it wouldn't have worked. It's only when I said to my wife, okay, let's give this a go. Did it actually work? So this is what I say to people. I've had people who've had my details for 2, 3 years.
Yeah,
So
no.
I'm here now because I'm ready. Fine. Now you're ready for your journey.
Yes, I
And
agree.
that's
And so,
important.
if you look at it mentally and emotionally, what for you has been your biggest shift?
I think
Is
me
that
being
the
more,
opening up and the
yes.
sharing?
I'll give an example. Once we were out with two of my school friends, these are people I've known for over 40 years, and we were just out and we were just having some drinks. It was a birthday, and I don't know why, but I just opened up about something. As I did, my other friend did, then my other friend did, and we all started sharing. Now, this was over 2 years ago. Now we are almost each other's support network. We open up, we still go through challenges in life, etc. But we open up, we can share, we're there for each other. So it's
Great.
also important, what I say to people is to have that network as well. And I think because what I've been through, in a way, it was easier for my friends as well. See, because I was opening up, they were opening up.
Yeah, you
Now
gave them
I
permission, you see?
gave them permission. Yeah,
Your
exactly. That
vulnerability
permission.
inspires them to be vulnerable as well.
And I've said the same thing to my sons. I have my own spiritual healer. As cool as parents as we are, children are still children. They don't
Great,
want to totally open
great.
up. So if they are going through that, I just take them to him. I leave them for about an hour. They come back different, but they're letting stuff out. But I always say to people, I recognize not not everyone has that.
No,
So
no. I
I become
agree.
that support network for people. So I always say, look, I'm here for you if you ever need to. Because, the old saying is always good to talk. And it is.
It is.
Part of what I do, a lot of people let a lot of things out, and that's part of that healing as I
Yeah,
go.
and we need to be good listeners as well.
Yes. And to be able to understand. And you have to be you have to have that empathy about you as well. Because people pick up on that. And if you just have someone, I've just got someone in here, it's a patient, X amount, go next one in. You've got to have that intent and empathy to help. And I think that's really the biggest thing. And I think that is probably why, over 80% of people I see are still form referrals. We're out there on social media, et cetera, but still a lot of my client base is form referrals because it's helped people. So they do refer
You
them.
know, Asuka, I just want to mention this because you even see that in a doctor's room. I've had a broken wrist now for quite a few, but almost 3 months. And I can tell you that I have gone for two opinions on the diagnosis and what to do and the treatment. The one doctor has been so involved, even sending me emails, asking me questions. The other doctor has studied my case maybe on the computer, but hasn't talked to me, has done the diagnosis, has looked at the images, but not at me and my life and my priorities. So even in a doctor's room, you can feel today the difference. And
You
I've
can.
it gives me goosebumps because with IA, how do you call it in English? AI, with all the artificial
Oh,
intelligence and everything,
AI. Yes, AI.
everything that you can consult and that you can ask, and what therapy and what can I do? So we are only needed mostly for the empathy, for the
We
connection,
are.
for
We
the.
are.
So I so appreciate you saying that.
So, and
And
we are social beings. We need that connection. We need that empathy. That I mean, a lot of the time when people come to me, we spend a lot of time talking. Even when I'm acupuncturing them, even when I'm working on them. If they want, obviously some people don't. They just want to zen out. That's fine. But I do always talk. How are you doing? Okay, what's going on in the life and everything? Because I realize that part of that healing is not just the physical part of
No.
it. It's actually the talking and that connection that is part of that healing journey as well.
Yeah, because it's all about energy, I feel. So I'm gonna ask you something. How is your energy field, how has that evolved? Because I believe that when you come from corporate and today you are in the holistic world, there must be a huge shift in energy there.
There is. I mean, when I first started off, my treatment and everything was very physical to an extent, more physical, more manual type of movement and manipulation. But as I've gone now, and now it's such a connection with the other person that I work, because everything in the body at a cellular level, as I'm sure Daniel, has its own range of movement or its own range of its own motility. So I will say to clients, I touch, I connect, I feel, I go with that movement. And that is the one shift in the last 20 years. It's still developing, it's honing in and tuning those skills. So now when when I put up videos for the nature of the video, because we have to speed it up, et cetera, it looks very mechanical, all of those movements, but they're not. They're all the body's movement. And that connection with me and to that person, I would say to your inner conscious or your inner wisdom, has grown and grown, and it continues to grow. Because
Beautiful.
sometimes I'm treating someone on the ankle, but I've got at the ankle, but I'm really aiming for the shoulder. And someone who's very in tune with them will say, are you working on my shoulder, sir? Or something, I feel something in my shoulder. And I'm like, ah, you're very in tune with your body. And when I do the emotional release therapy, the emotional work, you have to be at that level because
I
that's how the
agree.
emotions will release from the body as well. And again, empathy, trust, recognition, all of those elements play in.
Yeah,
Because
I
especially
agree.
with emotional work, if you don't have that, the body will not open up to you and you will not get that release of the emotions.
I'm so glad you say that. So, is there a quote, a statement that you live by? yourself or through the years, a quote that you think, "Ooh, that has helped me," or that any listener, being in this situation somewhere in the journey can be motivated or inspired by?
It's very, I don't, I think there's something probably on my logo, something similar, but just says from imbalance to balance. That is
Oh.
all I, and that means from not just from a spirit, from a physical perspective, from an internal perspective, from an emotional perspective, from a spiritual perspective as well. Because spirituality, there's a lot of people I see, I treat a lot of people from the city, from the corporate world,
Yes.
but I see all of that, oh, spirituality, mumbo jumbo, and stuff. And when I talk to them about my own journey, and some of them still get it, some are, and that's right, that's okay, because look, they're here. So that's a big
That's the
step.
point.
So they're on their journey, and somewhere down the line, it's almost like a light bulb moment that they sort of will get it as well. But yeah, I mean
But what
that, I
is
mean,
balance to you? Because I always find the word balance quite
yeah.
an intriguing word.
For me, balance is being at one
Okay.
physically, emotionally, internally,
Okay.
spiritually.
I
When
get
I
it.
treat, I close my eyes and I get into my zone, what I say, that's my balance. It's perfect harmony and balance, which then
Okay.
allows me to do what I need to do. If I'm thinking, oh my God, what's going to happen tomorrow? I've got this bill to pay. I've got to do this.
No.
It's really shutting off from things around you, reality,
Okay.
and just going onto a,
It's
how can
like
I
in
put
a
it?
quantum field somewhere, or in
It
an
really
energy
is,
kind of,
yeah. We have the brain, they have to have alpha, beta, and theta states, and higher rates of consciousness. And this is something I've been working on for the over 20 years now to get to myself. When I first started off meditating, for example, it was like, oh my God, I can't close my mind. All these thoughts keep coming. But then I realized over time, the trick is don't fight the thoughts, let them come. The trick is don't hold on to them. And the more and more you do it, I mean, now I say to people, I can close my eyes and I'm straight there. So these are things I also, for my, I mean, next year, I mean, because it's been 20 years now, talking to my teacher now, who's retired in Japan, and he was saying to me, so it's been 20 years, it's about time you gave the healing back. So, we are looking at, I'm going to be doing one day workshops now where we're going to be
Oh,
teaching
great.
self-healing, the techniques that I use, how you can balance yourself emotionally, internally, and
Oh,
physically.
great.
And then, I'm also blessed this year that I received my teacher's license as well.
Oh,
So
great.
we will be looking at sort of teaching as well, because I've got it now, but, and I think now the time is right now
Great.
to now be able to teach this, to the next generation, to other people, to really spread this healing
And not
across
keep it for yourself.
and not keep it for myself. Before I, to be honest, I don't think the time was right. The confidence wasn't really there. But now it's been 20 years, and it's just my teacher who said to me, because it's about time you gave this
Back.
healing out and back. Yeah.
Giving
So,
back. Yeah, that's what it's
yeah,
called.
definitely. So
Wow.
I'm going to be
So
quite
to
full now.
finish off, what can you say to inspire and motivate anyone who wants to achieve that balance?
Don't let anything hold you back. Open mind. Don't judge anything. Every emotion, even a negative emotion, defines you and it's a part of you.
Yeah, I
When we
agree.
start owning, nurturing even those emotions, we change the dynamics, so we are in control. Remember, and I always say to people when they come to healing for me, you're always in control. Your body is a self-healing vessel. We just go off track somewhere. I always say to people, I do not heal you. You heal yourself.
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
just the facilitator in that process. So
I
really,
agree.
you will have self-doubts as I did, but trust your journey. And don't be afraid and take that.
It's one of the reasons why I called my show From Stress to Authentic Success, because it's all about journey and not
Journey.
the
Yes.
destination, because we
Yes.
keep on in evolving. Thank you so much, Suk. One
Thank
word
you.
to describe this conversation we had now? One word.
Enlightening
Oh,
for me
I'm
as
going to
well.
close off. With that, thank you so much. I'm going to have a
Thank you,
little
David.
break and I'll come back to the audience just now.
Thank you.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Oh, thank you for coming back and still being with us after this little break. And I told you it would be a very authentic conversation. And oh, yes, it was. Now, to me, Suk is one of these people who has turned his suffering into his passion. And so you could hear the story about the back pain, the anxiety, the depression, and how his focus solely went on to the healing process and what he got out of that. Being in a black hole and then going step by step and feeling so liberated that he is sharing, studying so much so he can share his passion with each and every one of us, I think that is such a beautiful example. And I loved the way he talked about, and I agree, because one out of two clients is male in my practice. And I see myself how opening up, sharing for those males in our society, if that is you, start opening up, start sharing, stop with the old culture of man up and man don't cry and it's weak to get help. It is a strength and it is so necessary in the society that we live in today to open up and to share, to be vulnerable, to give permission, as we talked about with Suk, to give permission to others to be vulnerable. When you are vulnerable, you give that permission to others. And so to him, one of the first steps in if you are in a situation that you feel that is not okay, that you can feel it in your body, in your emotional well-being or your mental well-being. First of all, the recognition. That is where it starts. Look in the mirror and recognize for yourself in that mirror that there is something not okay. And it's okay not to be okay. We saw that in one of the other interviews, but it is the recognition of that first experience of being not okay and feeling in your body or mentally or emotionally that something is off, then you need, after the recognition, you need to go into that step for help. We are here. Many of us are here. There's so many ways that you can get help. So it is important. And you need to take something on the other, someone on the other side that listens to you, that has the empathy and that you can trust. It's all that. He was talking, Suk was talking about trust, the touch, the connect, the feel, you know, how it is important that the person that you ask for help for is present, is connecting to his own source to be with you, to feel you. I see that in my practice every day, how people say to me, Danielle, you can feel the difference because you are so into us, tuned into present, into our story and into our feelings. And I think that is very important. So don't let anyone hold you back. Own your life, own your situation, own your health, and do something with it because it's all about evolvement. It's all about being enlightened, actually. The lowest point can become your highest teacher, your highest evolvement. That is what we talked about in this whole interview. He, Suk, is talking about balance, the harmony. From balance to balance. So, day after day, really no thinking, but really shutting off that reality and sitting in that flow. Whether you call it flow, whether you call it fulfillment, whether you call it the quantum field, whether you call it authentic success, we are talking about a certain energy where you can feel that that is the place for you to be. That is who you are. Like Suk was saying, he is doing now who he is. He loves what he's doing and he's doing what he loves. And so with that, do not let anything or anyone hold you back. I am going to leave you for now and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.